Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. Yes. Sister Mary and Denise are out of town. Sister Laura has to work. She's about to leave for work in a moment. I text everyone else. No one responded. They usually say, yes, I'll be there, but no one responded. So I did send a text out.
All right, amen. Well, we'll wait and see if anybody else shows up. I'll give them 10 or 15 minutes. If not, we won't have a quorum enough to hold a meeting anyway. So then we'll just cut it short.
Okay.
It is what it is. So all is well with you?
Yes, sir. Everything is going well. I had a nasty cold. I don't get colds, but I think I got it from someone at work. But I've been wearing myself through. I'm good. But I'm good. I'm good. God is good. It's not COVID or nothing.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You
well,
and
good.
You and your and well, your new office.
I'm not in it yet. I'm struggling trying to get into it. this thing is like, you know, every time I turn around, I look, I see something else that, you know, that I need to do. Like, you know, you're in a house for some time. You start getting settling and you get cracks. So I said, let me repair these while I got everything out of here. Let me, you know, just little thin hairline cracks that run from the corner of the windows and things like that. Before I paint.
Yes, sir.
And so just, you know, taking care of that stuff. And now I got all these lights that I took, that I put up, I got to take them back down for the simple reason that I'm going to paint the ceiling too, so I don't want to paint over them. So I'm just going to take them down and sort of just cover them and let them hang there. I have a sprayer that I use to paint, like, the outside. So I'm just going to use that.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to paint it within, once I start painting, I should be able to paint the whole two rooms probably in about an hour.
Okay.
With the sprayer.
That's
so,
not
you know,
bad.
It doesn't take long with a sprayer. Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's just a matter of getting everything ready, covering everything up. So, and work has been, it's like, if I stop doing Amazon work, then I get behind. It's like 24/7
right.
with this company.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, but I still have to take the time to do it. So if we, you know, if we don't meet tonight, what I'll do is, I will, you know, shut down the broadcast, and then I'll go in here, and I need to take down a couple of pair of blinds, and then to actually cover the windows, and you know, start doing the sockets. But I need to put dimmers in, because you know. I want to be able to control the lighting. So I'm going to put some dimmers in to so I can turn, you know, turn up the volume or down on the light, and then I'm going to paint it. Once I do that, it'll be about, take about an hour to actually paint. It's taking more time to cover stuff up, like cover the windows and cover the sockets and make sure the floor is covered so that I don't get paint on where I just have to put down. But,
right.
Yeah, we're going to, I'm going to take care of it. Yeah, I really want to be done by Sunday. I won't do anything on Sabbath. So, if I don't, whatever I don't get done tonight, it won't get done until Sunday.
Until Sunday, after our meeting at 10 a.m., right?
Right.
Okay. Amen. Well, it's probably all from y'all.
And I've been reaching out to, you know, some psychologists, some that I know. Some, you know, they're up in age, and some of them are like, no, I'm retiring. And I've been trying to retire. They said, what about you? I was like, this work got to be done. So, no, I don't think I'll ever retire. Even when I retire from working, I won't retire from this.
Right.
So, you know, just looking for, you know, I really want someone who is, how do I say this? I don't really want a straight-up Christian mindset.
Right. I understand.
For the simple reason, yeah. You know, I want somebody that understands the fear of the Most High and is coming from that position.
Right.
That we, you know, we're in trouble because we haven't feared him. And a lot of our you know, troubles, things that ail us, you know, there's some things that went from external, like you can't, you know, racism, that's external, and the effects of it. and how it affects people. That's an external force. But for the things that are individual choices that people have made, if they're in a place where they need professional counseling, then I really want it to be where they can actually have someone that's on the same, of the same understanding.
Right.
So that it's not, well, you can go on about your business, forgive yourself, and, not really dealing with the root of the problem.
Amen.
So, I really want people to be able to heal, to really, this is what the issue is, this is what I'm struggling with. And if it's a mental issue, then they need to be able to get professional help for that mental issue, whether it's anguish or hurt or pain, they need to be able to have somebody to help them heal, somebody that they'll listen to.
Amen.
Keyword
listen.
Because a lot of times, we don't listen, especially if we don't accept, who it's coming from. A lot of times it's not what that is, who it's coming from. The whole goal is to help us heal so that we can actually do the work and not be, trying to help people and we're in need of help ourselves.
Amen.
That's where this is really trying to get to, so that everybody's in ministry. I don't care, I don't care what the brothers say. We meet people every day, whether it be male or female. And we need to be able to, be consistent in our walk, be healthy in our, mentally healthy, and be grounded in the Most High.
Amen.
So, it's for whosoever can. Then we want, I really expect a lot of people to run. It's my expectation. Because a lot of things, some things people don't want to deal with.
Right.
They just don't want to deal with it. Hi, baby. You gonna get all your clothes off the...
Yeah.
Today?
Yes,
today. we want to make sure that when we, when the Most High clears it and we start opening up, I've got one thing either.
Okay, but I have to go to Pilates.
Okay, well, you go to Pilates. When you come back from Pilates, you need to get all of it off. Okay. Not everybody wants to face their demons.
Right.
Not everybody wants to be honest, with themselves. Hey, I got a problem.
Right.
When you start pushing these buttons, those that don't want to face their issue will say they don't have an issue. So they don't have to face it. And it's okay. Whenever they're ready. Because the goal of this is that this will not be a singular series, but it will be developed into a class that, deals with these things at group levels. And then those that are really hurting, then they can get, the help that they need.
Amen. I can't wait for this to get started this Sunday. I will be participating when the Father allows. So I will. And I know I need help. I know I need to talk. I need deliverance. So sometimes when someone hears someone else goes, going through something, I'm like, oh, I thought I was the only one. And they know they're not the only one, but at least if they hear your story or, hear what's going on with you within, then they might kind of open up a little bit. But it's hard because we trust and we love so hard. We trust people. And people are like, I'm there for you. And then they do something and you'd be like, you know what? I knew it was too good to be true.
Yeah, well,
We're only human, and nobody's perfect. So.
Yeah, well, people have a tendency to look at other people's problems and, you know, try to blow them up in them. But everybody is human. Everybody has cracks. I don't care how good somebody is, you get close enough to them, you're going to see cracks. Because no one's perfect.
Always.
And
yeah, always. Mm-hmm.
So, I used to go, like, with the last pastor that I was under, I would be on the road with him. I would go. When he go, I would go. And I would see, women approaching him and all kind of things, and never saw him go to the left or to the right. That's not to say he never did, because I wouldn't run him 24/7. But as far as, me being his armor bearer, and if he went out of town, I went out of town. We stayed in the same room. It's really when I learned, I can't even say I learned it because most it was already there, but in the Most High, I asked the question. I saw the pressure on this man. And I asked the Most High, I was, in prayer, I said, well, who ministers to him? And the next day he told me, asked me to be his armor bearer. I said, okay. I asked, so now I know. When he was preaching or when he came down from preaching, my job was to to guard him. But, it wasn't necessarily from physical violence. It was from people not realizing that they were dealing with the Most High Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a hard thing for people to, when the spirit, when the Ruach is on somebody, you're not dealing with that person.
Right.
You're dealing with the spirit of Elohim in them. And so, they would be coming up and they would be, I could see the spirit on them. I said, not you. Because what you're coming for, I can see it. And you're going to be, it's going to end up not well for you because you think you're dealing with a man.
Right.
And so I would tell him, I would say, if I told him no, because the first time I told him no, he sort of looked at me like, what do you mean telling me no? I said, because you're not supposed to talk to this. But he learned to trust it.
Amen.
He learned to trust, and he learned to trust that, the Most High had me in that position for that. I mean, when he would preach or teach, I would never be taking part in it. We would, I would be listening, but I could not fully get into it because I had to be on post on my job. My job, and so he and I would have church after church, just me and him. And so it was, the other armor bearers would maybe be like, how come y'all relationship is like that? We, ours is not like that. I said, I can't tell you. I said, I asked the Most High, who ministers to him, and he came and asked me. I said, but when we get in this office, he and I have church. Just he and I.
Amen.
And we'd be up there praising the Most High, and it was just a unique relationship. Most High had other plans as well. So we have to get ready for these things because the centers that we're putting together are going to be spiritual wellness centers, and it's not going to be 100% about church. It's about, helping the people to mend from, one sister was, was saying that, how did she put this? Number one, this is to our Hebrew brothers and sisters, and I'm doing that unapologetically because we're in serious trouble, and we have problems that are unique to us, like post-traumatic slave disorder, things that we are bringing that we have passed from generation to generation, even coming out of slavery, that we don't know that we passed.
Yes, especially to my children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have to deal with these things to allow us to heal. But, you know, and then there are societal influences that are injected, such as, you know, systematic and structural racism that we have to not only deal with from our standpoint, but also those people who are inflicting those things, if they're part of the body and they say they're part of this ministry, they also have to deal with it. You have to understand that they walk in a privilege that they may not even understand themselves. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Miles. Oh, I apologize.
Yes,
I have to click over. That's Leah. She's in the military. I have to click over.
All right. Well,
I apologize. I'm going to click over. Okay.
So we're going to cancel this for tonight.
Okay.
All right. Amen. All right. So since we don't have a quorum for tonight, tonight's business meeting will be canceled, and we will meet again next Thursday for the business meeting. I pray everybody has a blessed day and that Yah richly blesses you. On tomorrow night, we will have our normal Sabbath Bible service, and I pray to see everybody there. That being said, may the Most High bless you. May He encamp His angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, and Yah loves you more. Shalom.
Without you, there's